FM Breakfast with Gary and Chelsea, and I'm sat here with a very exciting guest whose credentials are a tad impressive. 6 multi-platinum albums, 4 number one UK singles, and now
5 number one studio albums.
We are blessed with none other than the one and only Ollie Murs. Hello!
Hi, Chelsea.
How are you doing?
Can't complain. All good.
I like that answer. You must be on cloud 9. How are you feeling about your brand new album, Marry Me?
The album was brilliant. I'm really happy with it. We managed to get it to number one. The fans bought it and loved it. You know, when you've worked so long on an album and it comes out and it gets number one, you're like, get in
there.
Have some of that.
Do you have like a particular celebration you do when you hit the big spot? Oh, I love that. That's game face.
One of them ones. I think I actually cried probably to myself.
Oh, like, I love that. It shows your pride in your work, though. I remember going to your tour, which I think was the In Case You Didn't Know tour, which was back in like 2010, 2011. Had you with the colourful blocks in the background. I remember going with a Trilby.
Did you really?
Yeah, what a time to be alive.
Amazing tour. That was one of my favourites. Yeah.
What made it your favourite?
I think because it was my first arena tour. It was my first time out on the road in a big stadium and in a big arena space. You know, no exciting times, you know, when your first out of the traps, your second album's coming out, you've got Dance With Me Tonight, Heart Skips A Beat, both went number one.
Yeah.
The album went number one. I was in, you know, it was a lot of exciting moments for me. And I good times. Good. And it's a tour that I remember because we had the staircase all lit up. And we just had so much fun. It was a great time, yeah.
And you're going on tour again, obviously with your new album, and you're going to be in Margate, which is, no pressure, but an Oscar-nominated film, Empire of Light, was filmed there. And you're going to be at Dreamland in summer. Speaking of Oscar nominations, if you could have anyone to play you in a film about you, who would it be?
Austin Butler.
No hesitation, you didn't even breathe.
Honestly, I walked down the street the other day and someone stopped me. And they asked me if I was Austin Butler.
I believed you.
Are you mad? You think I look like Austin Butler? No.
You've got the cheekbones, the hair.
No, he's definitely my crush at the moment. My man crush.
Your man crush.
I'm obsessive. Yeah, I'm obsessed with Austin Butler. I think he's just a very good looking man. I loved him in Elvis.
I was going to say, could you do a good Elvis impression? Oh, you got the lip going.
You're number held on. Nah, see, it's not quite Austin Butler. But I would love Austin Butler to play me. But he's already done Elvis, so he probably turned the gig down. I just love that geezer. I just think he's cool as.
His energy is a vibe. And speaking of impersonations, you're familiar with this with your new TV series, Starstruck, which is epic. All of the impersonators of all of the artists. How did you feel when they did you?
I give nothing but kudos to the guys. They did an incredible job to come out and to try and be someone. I watched it and I was a bit like, God, this is mad that these three guys have studied me. It was a bit weird, a bit strange, thinking they must have really studied me as an artist, my hair, how I performed. Then I'm thinking, is that how I dance? You know, it was a real weird out-of-body experience. Like, I was just sat there and then, you know, all the judges start saying, Ali is a really great performer and he does this and does that. I'm like, hello, I'm just here. This is really awkward.
I'm here.
Please don't say anything nasty. Yeah, it was just a nice moment. You know, very humbling experience to be the host of a new Saturday night TV show and to have three guys come up and be me. It was, but they've got to do better next time because we didn't win.
I know. What a disappointment.
Gutted.
The
judges let me down.
You should have bribed them. Should have got in there. If you were to do that program and go on as a celeb, who would you try and impersonate?
Michael Bublé.
Oh, that's a good one. He's very smooth, isn't he?
Yeah, I've got boobs. I think I've got boobs. Birds flying high. You know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Yeah, see,
yes.
I think I could do a good Michael.
Bring the staircase
Michael
back.
Bubbles.
He can do a dramatic strut down the centre.
They'll call me Michael Bubbles, not quite Bublé.
The discount version.
Yeah, I'm the discount version, yeah. I'm the Tesco version.
I love it. Have you got any pranks lined up for the wedding? Because I know that one of the incredible things about you and Amelia are that you just endlessly prank each other.
No, we had an agreement. We've shook hands.
You've shook hands. There's
no
a truce.
Pranks on the wedding day. We can't prank on a wedding day. That would be
too far.
That would be not cool. That would be not cool for either of us. If I wasn't there at the altar, so now me and Amelia have said like no pranking on the wedding day. Like maybe the day after the wedding or honeymoon.
I was gonna say, is the honeymoon on the cards?
I haven't booked it yet. No, we want to try and do something that's like really out the box.
Yeah,
something that people wouldn't expect or we wouldn't expect to do. We just don't want to do the same, like, just go to some romantic, exotic, gorgeous place. It's like what everyone does. It's quite generic. Yeah. We want to go somewhere that's, like, a bit random. Like, I heard about this, but you jump on a zip line from the airport and it zips, like, and you zip line or you get an, you paraglide to the hotel.
That's epic. Imagine.
Like, that for me sounds like something pretty cool. Like you get to the airport, you drop your bags off, and they go, right, to get to your hotel, you got to jump on the paraglider, and you just get to, I'm like, yeah, let's
off
do
your
it.
Trot, let's go. If you're not paragliding to your hotel, if I don't see this press article, we're not friends anymore, Ollie. I'll be disappointed.
I mean, by the way, obviously, it's a two-way street. I don't know if Amelia's going to want to do that, but my point is, what I'm trying to emphasise is we want to do something that's a little bit outside the box, something that's a little bit fun, something's got a fun element to it, something that like we can look back on and go, we're never going to do it again, but that was really amazing still on a honeymoon. So it'll be hopefully our last holiday, because I'd like to have children and we like to have a family, so it could be our last holiday without
just
kids
you
and
two
stuff, so
yes,
but
you want to go out with a bang.
Fun and exciting.
I love this.
Yeah, gotta have a bang.
Sparks, fireworks, make it happen. I've got a bit of a life or death question for you, because I did a bit of stalking on your social medias to find what you're passionate about, and I thought I'd throw this in the mix because I feel like you'd be on board with it. Would you rather Man United never win another trophy or you never have another number one?
Oh, I mean, I have to be really selfish and say I have to get another number one. I'm really sorry to all the Man United fans listening, but I mean, it's dog eat dog, isn't it? You've got to look after number one.
It's a tough industry. So, you've got to take care of yourself.
Oi, listen, getting a number one these days is not an easy thing to achieve.
It's not.
I think Manchester United, the club will always bounce back, but in my career, in my job, you never know when that number one's
no, that's
coming
true.
Again. So.
You just make it look easy. I think that's the problem.
It. Well, it's very sweet of you to say that it really isn't.
I'm super excited to binge all of your album. I Found Her is an epic track. Really excited about it. And also, you're a superhero in that music video. Am I wrong?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, you're a superhero. It's pretty cool.
Final question. If you could be any superhero in a film, what would you be?
Oh, a good question. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Do you like spiders?
Big Spider-Man. Love Spider-Man. I hate spiders, but I love Spider-Man.
I guess if you're Spider-Man, you can kind of like tackle the spider to tell them to go away, right?
Yesterday, there was a huge spider when it crawled along and I just let it go. And I hate that.
Oh, because you don't know where that is.
It's made me a bit paranoid now.
It's just creeping on you, waiting for the right moment.
Imagine if I was just sat and it just went...
You'd know because I'd scream because I'm terrified of them. Absolutely petrified. Ollie, it's been such a pleasure. You're doing incredible things and inspiring so many people. And your tour is going to be epic. Hopefully I'll see you when you're down in Kent. We'll have to have a bevy.
Definitely.
Yeah, and we can have a sing song again.
Have some lasagna.
Have some lasagna, darling. It'll be so
amazing,
good.
Kel.
And have a lovely wedding. I'm so excited for you. Have you got any teasers
you
can spill, or is it all lip zipped, no info?
I'll
you
get
won't
told
share
off otherwise.
Anything. You'll be in trouble.
She's looking at me now. No, I'm not saying anything.
Nothing. Well, give my love to Amelia. What a superstar she is as well. And have the best day, Ollie. It's been fab.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
And don't forget to hit that follow button to stay up to date on our latest releases. Feast on more on our socials at KMFM Official. We're on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok with all the behind the scenes bloopers.
And we're on your radio every weekday morning from 6 till 10.
Listen via the KMFM app, which is free from your app store, or get friendly with your smart speaker. Alexa, play KMFM.